Hello.
My bad. Call timed out after an hour.
Right.
But no, it usually says it's $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. I got it down to just $2.99 monthly, and then I waived the setup fee. So it actually saves you like $600 off the initial investment, and then it's saving you $300 every month moving forward as long as you're continuing to come back and get good reviews.
Sweet. So how much will next month be?
$299. It's just going to stay $299.
Oh,
okay. But in your service agreement, like when your payment clears, they're going to send you an outline of it. You're going to have everything in that platinum bundle for the $299 pricing structure.
Sweet. Because I just
yeah.
need real customers. Not. I mean, I'm fine with people looking for the good deals, the pain in the butt, but that's me when I call.
Yeah.
But not
yeah.
everyone.
Everybody wants a deal.
Angie's list. Everybody wants it for free.
Yeah.
Them $20 a month. Like,
yeah, dumb. It's a waste of time. Yeah, well, the hope, too, with doing something like this for you is also, like, okay, this might turn into Google Guarantee later, too. So it's like I wanted to get the pricing down as much as I can to get your foot in the door. And then, obviously, maybe in the future we can grow it and even do, like, Google Ads or Google Guarantee or a bigger campaign, you know? Yeah. But my point was just to start out with as minimal investment as I could to get it all done. And then generate some customers, and then with the money that those customers are bringing in, we could use that to expand instead of you guys just taking a chunk of money out of your pocket and throwing it at the wall, see what sticks.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Is it worth me going through Yellow Pages too, or no?
Well, YP.com, we actually provide that directory. So you'll see in the Platinum package, there's a popular directory submission. So you could opt into those, like if you really want them. We don't always recommend them, though. We don't think they're very useful, but we can give it to you. Like,
okay.
If there's, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, YP.com, or Yellow Pages. So you can opt into those. There's almost 60 of them. If you want to opt into it, they'll do it for you. But we don't usually recommend them because a lot of times it's just putting your information out on these sites, and the sites aren't known to really generate a lot of traffic anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Yellow Pages doesn't have those phone books anymore. It's all online.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's just YP.com. So it's not like there's a Yellow Pages book out there anymore where people will be able to find you on that.
Right.
Back in the day when we were young, you know, that was pretty useful, you know. I used to...
Yeah.
My dad used to roll it up and spank me on the butt with it.
Yeah.
All right, hide the magazine.
Read through it.
Yeah, I flip through it. Yeah, just see what's out there, you know.
All the different names.
Nowadays,
honest to God, I've prank called a lot of people out of Yellow Pages.
Oh yeah, I used to do that too. I was bad.
Yeah.
I would call like the adult stuff I'm not supposed to be calling, just to kind of, hey baby. Like 13, you know. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Dude, I was doing it 5-10 years ago. I was just calling random people about goats for sale or chickens.
Just random stuff.
Just messing with them.
Yeah, that's funny.
I have no clue why.
Nowadays, we all got it on our smartphones, so you just pull out your phone and type it in what you're looking for, and we'll make sure if they're looking for HVAC, you're there.
Right. Well, now, they you can prank call people through AI. You just give them their number, and then they prank call.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, yep.
That's
creepy. It's freaking wild.
I'm not a big fan of the AI. Actually, Google just launched like a week and a half ago. This AI overview, I don't know if you've seen that yet, when you search on Google. Yeah, there's like this AI overview. So like if you search for something, it goes through like an AI filter and it'll give you like the AI results, like on what they think you're looking for. And then underneath that, you'll see like the regular results now. So it's kind of crazy.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're having like, AI like filter almost that they're like testing out right now to see if people like it or if it's working.
It's crazy what they're talking about AI and now they're like, just look up Joe Rogan AI.
Oh yeah, I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's the best. But yeah, the AI is sketchy. I've even watched those ones with Joe Rogan and Elon Musk where he talks about like how AI could cause a lot of problems for us in the future if it's not controlled by the right people.
Definitely.
I think eventually it's just going to end up in the wrong hands. Like, somebody's just going to pretend to be a good guy all the way until they get to the top or in the White House, and then they're going to, like, ruin it for all the kids and everybody and just kind of, like, mess up the world. I don't think it should have been created. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's one of those things. Like, I watched iRobot growing up. I know what this is. And then they start showing those robots with faces on it, and I'm like, I'm about to move out to a farm.
Right. Yeah, that's why I live in the middle of a 10-acre woods, whether something good or bad's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just better that way, you know? Just pro Second Amendment, get your shoddy and go chill with the family and have fun. Live like you lived before all the technology, you know? Let them ride their bikes around, get dirty, jump some dirt jumps or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you watched the movie Beekeeper? The Beekeeper?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. It keeps getting recommended to me, though. Is it on Netflix or Amazon Prime?
I think I see that Disney Plus or Amazon.
Oh, it's Disney Plus. Okay. Yeah, it just came out this year though, right? It's a new release.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it because that kills any of the telemarketing. If that was my job, just to talk to people on the phone, I'd be mad about that movie. I like the movie, but you'd have to watch it.
Oh man, yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. I love Jason Statham. Everybody says I look like Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I love that guy. My wife always tells me that. I like him. I'm like, why? He's like, he looks like you. I'm like, I guess if I spoke like an Englishman, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Funny.
If you ever get the time, it'd be worth watching that movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. They're flagging me down. I guess one of my clients is calling in asking me to jump on his website with him right now. But I have everything all set. I have your client interview scheduled between 6 and 7. Like I said, I know you got to go to the bank, but just shoot me a text once you're good to go, and then I'll get in here and I'll process it, and I'll send you over the confirmation and all your paperwork.
Sounds good.
All right, Jimmy. Well, it was good talking to you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I shot you a text earlier with my direct number, so like, don't hesitate to call. You know, I want to make sure everything's working for you guys and it's taking off in the right direction.
Cool. Yeah, as soon as she gets back from this ultrasound, I'll head to town and put some money on the
bank.
Oh,
that's cool. Hopefully you get those pictures and you can check out your baby. You know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Yet?
No.
Or are you finding out right now?
Yeah, she's only 6 weeks along, so.
Oh, yeah, it's fresh.
She thought it was a miscarriage because she's having cramps, so she's been there since first thing this morning.
Oh, wow. Nah, hopefully that's not the case, man.
Yeah, no, this on everything's good, though.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
That's the last thing we need.
Good.
Yeah. All right, bud.
Sure.
Well, take care. I'm going to circle back with you this afternoon, and we'll go through the client interview together.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Jimmy, you have a good one.
It was nice talking to you.
Likewise.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.